You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those dudes. Love all of you. It's getting crazy how many times people mention to me now that they watch or listen to this show. It's really flattering. I mean, whether I'm on the beach doing push-ups, or I even have friends that will be like, yeah, I was rolling with Fezzik on that Navy-Notre Dame game. I'm like, wait, do you listen to the show? And they're like, of course. My friends don't even tell me that they listen or watch the Even Money Podcast, but evidently a lot of people do. You know why? Because it's 25 minutes. We give you all of our bets. And you know what else? A lot of the bets win. A lot of them. It's pretty awesome. Check me out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. Pretty much any platform you're on, I'm on. That's the best way, by the way, to know when the show has been posted and see highlight clips of the shows, at Ross Tucker Pod. Of course, I've got Oregon State at San Jose State Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I believe it will be the only football game being played at that time in the free world. So check me out in my CBS broadcast debut. Dan Rather, Jim Nance, Ross Tucker, CBS. Going to be awesome. The star of this show, though, let's be honest, it's Steve at Fezzik Sports. And only at Fezzik Sports. Got another email from someone that fell for the imposter. Do not do that. It's at Fezzik Sports, and his plays are only for sale at pregame.com if you want the latest updated information after we obviously talk about our plays here on the show. A lot to get to, Steve. We got to kind of wrap up the preseason, talk about college football week zero, talk about college football week one, and we've got the NFL season win totals, because next week it's go time. So next week, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast is daily. You can definitely already listen to the College Draft Podcast or watch that, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, because Emory, I think we did 7 games today betting with the spread. So make sure you check out the College Draft Podcast if you like to bet college football, because Emory had a very good year last year on that show. And the last thing I'll remind you of before I give it to Steve, patreon.com/RT Media. That's the key, because our guy Grades writes down every play that both Steve and I make here on the show, and then you can see it in black and white on the private Slack channel we have if you become a patron, a Tuckheads patron, patreon.com/RT Media. You don't need to try to write it down while you're working out or driving or whatever. That's probably not real safe anyway. So the man, the myth, the legend, at Fezzik Sports. Steve, let's start with wrapping up the preseason, because I saw some tweets from your boy Hitman, who was on, well, I don't know, maybe a month ago, and it sounded like he did very, very well in the preseason. Talk to me about you and Hitman in the preseason.
Yeah, well, the Hitman, it's all going to be about him, not me. Just incredible. I believe 23-10 was his official record. We talk all the time about winning, and I never want to say it's easy to win. I'm going to say it, Ross. It's easy for the Hitman to win, and here's why. He is nonstop checking every piece of information in terms of beat writers, people reporting about what the coaches are going to do. And as soon as he gets the information, boom, he bets it and he smashes it out to his clients and they rocked and rolled. Now, the problem is once he sends it out and everyone bets it, it moves 3 points. It's a lot harder to win when you're playing a team at Pick'em than we're getting them at +3. But he got that, what we call the CLV, the closing line value, got it in good the first week and basically broke even. And after that, weeks 2 and 3 just absolutely crushed. So hats off to the Hitman. I had a fine preseason. A big part of it was just being coordinating with him and getting his crumbs, if you will. He is the master of the NFL preseason.
It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Crushed the preseason, which is fantastic. Let's get into college football a little bit, Steve. I know we're primarily NFL here, but there's no NFL games this week. So we'll give some college football thoughts. Speaking of college football, by the way, you can get some really, really good deals on tickets this weekend on the Game Time app. You guys know I'm a huge fan of the Game Time app. Those of you that watch the show on YouTube, you know that I absolutely love to post exactly what tickets I'm looking at. I even show it to you right here on the screen. I'm going to be at Oregon State, San Jose State. Right now, you can get in for $20. That's the cheapest general admission. $23, upper section, $38. You can get like the best seats in the house for $76. So if you want to see your boy and you live in the Bay Area, come to San Jose. You can get images of your seat before you buy it. I can't tell you how many emails I got. I finally went through all my ross@rostucker.com emails over the weekend because I was traveling from that Hawaii Vandy game, which was awesome, by the way. And at least 10 people sent me your sponsor confirmations from the Game Time app. So you guys love it as well. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account and redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Steve, what was the deal with you and your guy Brad Powers on the Navy game? You guys, I mean, it very was clear that was very important to both of you guys.
Yeah, so we had a personal bet on this game. I don't want to disclose the amounts, embarrass anyone. He lost $2,000 to me. He had over 50 and a half. The good news is he didn't have to pay any VIG. The bad news is he got a -1.5 point closing line value. Now, think of this. This is the guy that made about 100 bets over the summer. 97 of them, he had positive closing line value, but not this one. And he had he completely a bad number versus the marketplace. And all game long, he tweeted about how there should have been more points and he should have won on the over if not for the missed kicks on a field that had rain all the way up to game time. And fortunately for him, stopped right as the first quarter was starting, or it would have been even lower scoring. So he got a break with the Dublin weather, in my opinion. Just to summarize, you have to be a Dumbo to be looking to play overs in college football, week 0 and 1. And they were 22-5 to the under the last 2 years, week 0 and week 1.5, actually. That's the Thursday, Friday after week 0. Well, on Saturday, they went 7-3, 4-3 in the FBS, 3-0 to the FCS. So unders continued to roll. I was listening to Steely Dan's Reeling in the Years, Ross. You know, our everlasting summer, it's fading fast. The weekend of the college didn't turn out like Brad Powers planned. The teams he thinks will go over, I can't understand.
Very good, Steve. So, you know, the flaw, I think, for Brad Powers there, I mean, he's actually lucky Notre Dame scored as much as they did in that game.
It's time for Sam Hartman to get down on him to win the Heisman. I don't know the current number, but kid looked phenomenal. I agree. Navy's defense couldn't have looked worse, and Notre Dame's offense just was clicking on all cylinders. So if you tell me a team's going to score on every drive, you know, for the first three quarters, touchdowns, and the game still goes under, it's not a lot of margin for error.
Well, that's exactly right. The thing I think that Brad missed is you're much better off playing an option team week one. Much better off. They could practice it all spring, all offseason, all training camp. The difficulty of playing the option team, Steve, is when you only have 1 week. You only have 1 week. Notre Dame practiced it every day the whole August. They were totally ready for the option. It's much harder when they only have 1 week to make sure everybody knows what to do.
I think there was somebody sent out, I forgot who, a tweet. I'm sorry I'm not giving them attribution, but Navy's been like outscored like, you know, 1,005-0 in their last 12 weeks, week zero and week one games for their openers. Exactly what you're saying, that the option is, it's kind of like a chess opening that's completely flawed. It's not a good chess opening to play, like playing the Grob attack, which is G4 for all those chess players. But the surprise element of it, it's tough to stop if you haven't seen it, haven't prepared for it, and that is the option.
Okay, so our big takeaways are preseason, you gotta be on the information right when it comes out, and you got to get down to be ahead of the number. Otherwise, Hitman and Hitman's people are going to put us all in a bad spot. And then for college football, week zero, we go under. But this is week one, Steve. So are we still going under for week one because so many teams are playing their first game?
Yeah, we're not in week one. We're in week, I'm going to call it 0.5. Week one half are the Thursday, Friday games. And those games go under much more than week one. But week one's still been a good under. I would still only look to play unders. If you look at the Thursday slate across the board, there's four games. I think if you played them all under, you're probably going to go 2-1-1 approximately, but be a little careful. We've already seen some significant movement. Believe it or not, Ross, people listen to us, some people. Nebraska, Minnesota, was it 47A? Well, the Minnesota now down to 43.5A. So not as good to play under 43.5, obviously. The Florida, Utah was at 50. Now it's down to 46 with concerns about, you know, Utah's quarterback. Same NC State, Connecticut, 50 down to 46.5. So I just talked about how the preseason numbers are getting shaped up while these college football totals have gotten hammered downward. So I'd be extremely cautious at this point to make big wagers under.
All right. So I guess my question there is, when it comes to week one, why is that, do you think?
I think it's just a matter of the – I know the defensing, the tackling can be difficult and you're going to improve, but the timing – and you would know more than I, Ross. Talk to me about the timing with the quarterbacks, some new receivers.
Well,
new
you know skill- what, too? It's like these guys, they don't get any preseason games. You know what I mean? Like, they don't get any chance. There's a reason why Andy Reid plays Mahomes and the starters or the Bills play Josh Allen. Not every team does, and I get that, but – they think it makes a difference for the start of the season. Like they think that that matters, and colleges aren't – they don't have a chance to do that week zero, week one. There is no college preseason.
Yeah, so Brad Powers is tweeting about the Navy guy that's open by 30 yards because the Notre Dame forgot Navy was allowed to throw a forward pass. Still couldn't hit him, you know. They'll clean that up. They'll have more reps, and they'll hit those passes, and you know what? When Navy plays somebody in November, they'll have more than 0 yards passing, and they'll probably have some games that go over.
Going to be an epic weekend. Hope everybody enjoys it. Football starting Thursday all the way through Monday night. Make sure you're loaded up on Labatt Blue Light so you can take advantage of a tremendous Labor Day weekend with your friends and family. Live life to the power of we with Labatt Blue Light. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. live, only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay, Steve. We did season win totals a while ago, and I would encourage people to check those out. But I do want to talk about some potential season win totals that we still really like. And I know you mentioned last week, the biggest thing you've got going right now is just fading all the rookie quarterbacks, right?
Yes. So I believe it was Ralph Michaels that did a study that showed if you did nothing but look at rookie quarterbacks drafted in the first round that got starts in their rookie years for the whole year for the team, you do really well playing under those teams. You know, I'm not going to outthink this. Across the board, I'm going to play three unders. And the market is embracing all three of these. I would go ahead and play these today. I don't think you're going to get a better number waiting. Oftentimes, we do get a better number, like on teams like the Jets, because there'll be support for teams like the Jets. I don't think there's going to be any support for any of these teams. We're going to go Carolina under 7.5. You have to lay like minus 130, a little extra vig. We'll play Indianapolis under 6.5, and we'll play Houston under 6.5 with extra vig on Houston as well. All three of those teams, some initial optimism. Well, anyone who's been watching their preseason games, not so optimistic whatsoever with their quarterback play. I think it's going to be a long year for all three of those teams. And Indianapolis, this whole Jonathan Taylor distraction, got to love a team that has a quarterback that should be turning the ball over and a distracted team on top of it. So there was some optimism with Indy, no longer. All three of those teams, you go under, you probably go 2-1.
Do you, Steve, have any other season win totals that have really been jumping out to you at all based on anything you've seen in the preseason?
You know, I had an epiphany last week. I was thinking, you know, this AFC North is a monster. So all the money's been on the Steelers over. Steelers' current season win number 9, even shaded to the over. Money on Cleveland, 9 shaded to the over. Baltimore looks like they're going to be good with all the new weapons. And the Bengals are sitting on 11. I think this is the ultimate free roll. If Burrow is healthy and the calf is not a problem, I think 11 is the correct number. If he has a problem, if he's not 100%, the Bengals aren't going to sniff, you know, 12 wins. That's just too tough of a division. And basically, those are games, division games, where I think injuries are even more prevalent, hard-hitting type of games. Bengals under 11 would stand out to me based upon how good the rest of the division looks as a good investment.
Well, that's actually one of the ones that jumps out to me, Steve. I love the under 10.5 for the Ravens. I mean, are you kidding me? So first of all, we have no evidence that their offense is going to be good at all. None. They're going to throw the ball more. We don't know if Beckham Jr. can play at a high level. The rookie Zay Flowers looks good, but I don't know, man. And then defensively, they don't really have great pass rushers, and their corners were the worst thing on the team, and now Marlon Humphrey's hurt, Steve. And we'll see when he comes back. They're lucky they play Houston week one. I know that much, because they could still maybe get a win over Houston without Marlon Humphrey, but a lot of teams they would play, they would not be able to get that win. So I would say that's one of the ones that jumps out to me is the under 10.5 on the Baltimore Ravens right now. I'm looking at some of the other ones. I still think Denver 8.5 still seems a little rich to me, Steve. I mean, based on what?
Yeah, the quarterback play is beyond concerning. You know, is Russell Wilson just washed at 34 possibly? You know, I did want to address Baltimore because you bring up a great point with the Humphrey injury and the like. We've got some concerns with Baltimore and may well take that offense quite a bit of time to gel as they're changing it. But you know what? The bettors are like, we don't care. We hate Houston. Houston stinks. So despite those problems with Baltimore, we've seen that line go from Baltimore -9 up to -10 now. And so what's most telling is despite the question marks about Baltimore, Ross, there are no question marks about Houston. They just stink. And they're going to have a long, long year.
Some of the other ones I'm looking at, Steve, you know, you mentioned the rookie quarterbacks. I still think that Jags 9.5, I don't know that they get there. I mean, they're not in a good division. That is what helps them with the Colts and the Texans with the rookie quarterbacks. But I think the Titans will be better than people give them credit for. The Jags, I mean, left tackle suspended. Right tackle went to the Chiefs in free agency. The first round pick they reached for has shoulder issues. I mean, Trevor Lawrence better be real, real good early in this season, Steve, for them to get to 10 wins. I mean, I think people are discounting their offensive line a little bit.
Yeah, I think the way to play Jacksonville is selectively looking to fade them for the first 4 weeks, and nice. Maybe they look like a
good
very
idea.
Mediocre.
Also, I wonder how many people even – like, people don't know about – like, you do, but people don't know about O-line injuries that much, so I don't think that they – yeah, there's going to be a lot of, as you would call them, dumbos who show up the day before week one and just bet on Jacksonville, not knowing what their offensive line thing is right now.
Yeah, and then if they start 2-2 and they underperform, maybe come October, we look to bet on this team. Remember, they got on a roll late last year. Maybe we're going to see something similar this year because at some point they're going to start stacking wins against that cupcake division schedule that they have. So, I think Jacksonville's a team to target to bet in October. Stay away from them first 4 weeks of the year.
This episode, by the way, Steve, is brought to you by BetterHelp. I'm a huge fan of anyone that's going through anything in life, talking to someone about it and trying to get help. Listen, I think all of us know at least somebody, if it's not yourself, that has benefited from therapy. It's terrific. Being able to talk with someone about what you're going through could be a family situation, could be a work situation. Heck, maybe it's something to do with betting. You know, maybe it's something to do with gambling. You need to talk to somebody about that. It's entirely online. If you've ever thought about starting it, give BetterHelp a try. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/even today to get 10% off your first month. So that's BetterHelp.com/even. It's funny, Steve, because I think people could think better help like BetterOr help, or they could think better health, HEALTH. I had to spell out the whole thing to make sure people got it. All right, I'm looking at some of these other ones to see what jumps out. Like, I don't understand how everybody in the AFC North has a higher win total than the Steelers. Like, the Browns are 9.5, the Ravens have. Did you see the Steelers play this preseason? 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns for Kenny Pickett, Steve. Their rookies are good. Herbig on defense, the O-line's much better. Pickett's good, the Steelers are good. Why is this market still at 8.5?
I think we all ran out of money. It's not at 8.5. So the 8.5, the VIG is huge to the over. It's essentially 9.0, 9.1, or you can play over 8.5. What's the VIG at DraftKings, like -160, Ross?
Well, the under's +120. The over's -140 right now.
Oh, I'll endorse that. That's, you know what? Can we do a best bet this show? Can we do that?
Of course, I
want to play Pittsburgh over.
I'm with you. Let's do it right now. I want to be able to cut this for social media. So don't just say Pittsburgh over. Explain why it's still a best bet.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh Steelers, as Ross mentioned, no team has dominated the preseason more than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Doesn't matter. Playing starters for their opponents, playing backups. They have crushed teams, not just winning 20-13. They're up 14-0. Against Super Bowl contending teams right after the national anthem. Pittsburgh Steelers over 8.5, -140. It's a 2-unit bet for me.
The best bet.
Guess what? It's a best bet for me, too. Grades, you can grade me on that. They're not winning less than nine games. That is not – they never do, and this year they're actually going to be good. I don't even understand this even a little bit. Totally with you on that. That's one that jumps out to me. I'm trying to look at the other ones. I think Tampa might be really bad. That Ryan Jensen news is not good, Steve. Their O-line was already going to struggle. That's a rough one for them. And I like Tennessee over 7.5. I mean, Mike Vrabel always wins at least 8 or 9 games. If Tannehill stays healthy, the Titans are winning 8 games this year.
And that they went 7-3 last year before all the injuries started mounting. So I certainly agree. You know, going back to the Steelers, you know, one of the sharpest moves week one, despite the fact Brock Purdy being okay and ready to play, there was uncertainty about him. The Niners were laying 3, no longer. Now they're only laying 2.5 against the Steelers, and there's optimism about the Niners with Purdy. So bet on with the Niners, more of a bet on with the Steelers.
Wow. Yeah, that's the other one. I see the command. By the way, Steve, it's so funny. I talked to somebody. Where was I? I talked to multiple people while traveling this weekend that listen or watch this show. And the one guy told me the only app he has on his phone is not DraftKings. I'm not going to say the name of the other one. And I was like, dude, if you want to win, you got to have more than one on your phone. And first of all, it's got to be DraftKings, but you got to have more than one. But, you know, we'll talk about this next week, Steve. A lot of people, they just want to bet the game. Like they're not really willing to do the things it takes to win at a high level like you guys are. It's more recreational entertainment, which is totally fine. Check him out at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. So pumped for next week, week one. Tell everybody you know. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, VSiN, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.